Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. When I was growing up, nearly every Thanksgiving dinner, we had guests. Either an uncle or an aunt, or a cousin or two, or a friend from church, or someone who didn't have a place to go for Thanksgiving dinner. Seemed we always had guests at Thanksgiving. Even today, it's not uncommon to have a few guests at Thanksgiving dinner. Many times in my life, I have been the invited guest to someone else's family Thanksgiving dinner. I remember when I was in the Coast Guard. I was a young bachelor. I'm not sure if people felt sorry for me or what, but one year I was invited to three different family homes for Thanksgiving in one year. Truth is, I went to all three and loved every minute of it. I definitely wasn't lonely that year. But I know for a lot of people, the holiday season can be difficult. Oftentimes, the holidays involve family gatherings, travel, trying to get off work, and other stressful situations. The financial strain of the holidays can be difficult for some, too. Most of us see increased heating bills, car repairs, grocery bills, and other expenses. And if the holidays are stressful or difficult for you, I have a suggestion for you that's been helpful for me. When things get stressful, we can remember to HALT. H-A-L-T is an acronym for Hungry, Angry, Lonely, Tired. Many times, we can make a self-examination and see if we're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And if so, we may be more likely to respond to the situation in a negative or hurtful way. Oftentimes, those who struggle with sobriety find that the more parts of HALT that they're struggling with, the more likely they are to relapse. If you find yourself hungry, angry, lonely, and tired, it would be helpful to HALT and find some help. Some helpful suggestions might be to find a safe friend to talk to, get some rest, take a nap, eat a healthy meal, find some healthy people to be around, take a walk around the block, go to the park. If you don't have a place to go this Thanksgiving Day, then maybe you could join my church family. My friend Charlie and some other friends are cooking up all the fixins, including a few deep-fried turkeys, a smoked brisket, putting the football game on the big screen, and offering a place that might help some not be so lonely or hungry this Thanksgiving. All this happens at 422 Del Norte Street in Eureka, Eureka First Baptist Church. The doors open at noon. Dinner starts around 3. Don't spend the holidays alone this year. If you have an extra plate at your table, invite someone over. And remember, there is no Thanksgiving without giving. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.